Julia Florida, it was in my fingers. And if I just didn't mention who the composer was, all would be fine. So I played it for him. And he said, oh, that is just gorgeous. Who wrote that? And being an honest person, I sort of gulped and I said, well, actually, that was Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios. At which point Segovia said, oh, Barrios, he could never compose. It was always a bit of this and a bit of that. And that was the end of the lesson. And I never had another after that. So it proved in a very accidental way that he truly did harbor negative feelings that were personal towards Barrio and that were not artistic.
Thank you. Sharon Isbin performing Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios Mangaray. We'll hear her performing more music by Mangaray, the final movement of La Catedral, this time in a duo version with rock guitarist Steve Vai. This is from Sharon's recording titled Guitar Passions. Sharon Isbin spoke about recording with Steve Vai.
Well, Steve and I had been introduced at an event that was put on by the Recording Academy in New York called Nothing But Guitars, and we really hit it off. He's just an amazing person, lovely human being, and of course, a brilliant artist. And we began to collaborate on other projects. He even wrote a suite for me that I premiered in Paris when I was asked to do a week of concerts there at the Châtelet, which is sort of the Carnegie Hall of Paris. And they had offered to commission a composer for me. I suggested Steve Vai, and it was an exciting experience for them because they really hadn't had electric guitar there before. So it was a natural when I was putting together Guitar Passions to really ask some of my own guitar heroes to join me on this, from Nancy Wilson to Romero Lubambo, even Steve Morse is on it, Stanley Jordan, and others. And I simply chose La Catedral and asked Steve, would this work for you to improvise on top of it? And he did. So it was a very spontaneous, in-the-moment experience. Thank you.
Classical guitarist Sharon Isbin with electric guitarist Steve Vai in the final movement of La Catedral by Agustín Barrios Mangoray. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Sharon Isbin. In addition to her own recordings, Sharon Isbin can also be heard in the Academy Award-winning Martin Scorsese movie, The Departed. The film score was composed by Howard Shore, and Sharon Isbin spoke about the project.
I had the opportunity to meet Howard, and 2 weeks later, he called me and he said, I've got a project for you. Would you like to play in a movie I'm doing? I said, sure. So I came to the studio. We recorded it with orchestra and various solo components, and he described what the scenario was. But when I saw how it actually fit into the drama of The Departed, it was fascinating to me because it's juxtaposed with a scene where the Leonardo DiCaprio figure is having a therapy session. And in that, he's having flashbacks to very violent imagery. And here you hear this beautiful, soothing, very melodic and sensuous music. And you would think that's a disconnect, but what it really is, it offers a window into the character's soul that you wouldn't otherwise experience. So that shows how important and revealing music can be within the context of a film.
Sharon Isbin performing Howard Shore's film score from the Martin Scorsese motion picture titled The Departed. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Sharon Isbin. In 2010, Sharon Isbin won her third Grammy Award for her album titled Journey to the New World, which includes duet music by Mark O'Connor. Sharon Isbin spoke about their duo.
I'd certainly been aware of Mark's extraordinary playing in the bluegrass world for many years. And when he moved back to New York from Nashville, he contacted me and said, I'd really like to write something for you. So I suggested that he create a new version of Strings and Threads and make it for guitar and violin. And he embraced the idea, and that was what was born. When we began performing it, I said, Mark, this is so beautiful. I would really love to include it on an album I'm doing in a couple of months. It's going to be called Journey to the New World, and it's sort of an exploration of folk music. going back to the 17th, 18th century Britain, Ireland, Scotland, traveling the ocean with the immigrants to the New World. So we were able to add this amazing piece for guitar and violin by Mark O'Connor, and we had a wonderful time doing it.
From Sharon Isbin's Grammy Award-winning album Journey to the New World, we've just heard her and violinist Mark O'Connor performing selections from Mark O'Connor's Strings and Threads Suite. We'll close this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring an artist profile of Sharon Isbin with more duo music, this time with percussionist Tiago de Melo. Again, here's our featured artist, Sharon Isbin.
With Tiago, it was a beautiful journey because he is such an extraordinary person. He came to music later in life. He had been a famous soccer coach. He jokes that he often learned his rhythm by working with people like Pelé and coaching the Botafogo team. And his approach to percussion was all handheld instruments that he approached in a very melodic kind of way. So we had a great deal of fun. We performed together for more than a dozen years and had remained lifelong friends until his passing of just a few years ago.
closing this special artist profile edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring guitarist Sharon Isbin, we just heard her and percussionist Gaudencio Thiago de Melo in a piece titled Seis por Derecho and Venezuelan Waltz No. 3 by Antonio Lauro, and ending with Porro by Gentil Montaña. Been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.